Once you understand, things get a little easier.
I'll be expecting you to get a haircut by Friday.
Forget it, Dad. That won't change anything.
Forget nothing. You'll do as I say as long as you're living in my house.
Things get a little easier once you understand. Things get a little
easier. He knows I'm not feeling well. And yet he doesn't take one second out to help his mother. His only concern is for himself.
Come on, Ma. What do you want from me?
Don't argue with your mother. Just shut up and listen.
But, Mom, all my friends will be there.
I said no. Can't go.
But why?
I don't want you in that neighborhood.
Why? What's wrong with that neighborhood?
I don't like the kind of people living there.
What's wrong with them?
Never mind. Someday you'll thank me.
Are you sure no one kept you company tonight while you were babysitting?
What's that supposed to mean?
Just curious.
Admit it, Mom. You don't trust me.
My friend's house.
Don't you have things to do in the house? Don't you have any homework? Why don't you sit down and read a book?
Oh, Mom.
Don't go, Mom. You're wasting your life away with foolish things.
What are you talking about? How about your bridge club and your ladies' groups and your parties and your daytime programs? What about all that?
That's different. Ma, I'll be home at 11.
You'd better be home at 10. Or don't bother to come home at all.
When I was your age, I was working 12 hours a day, 6 days a week, helping to pay for the food and the rent.
I don't understand. What's that got to do with me?
If you can't figure that out for yourself, you're stupid.
See my new guitar? I joined a group.
Son, there's a little bit more to life than joining a group or playing a guitar.
Yeah, Dad? What is there to life? Life. Life.
Things get a little easier once you understand. Things get a little easier once you understand. Once you understand, things get a little easier. Once you understand, things get a little easier. Once you...
Mr. Cook?
Yes?
Do you have a son named Robert? Robert Cook, age 17?
Yes.
I'm sorry, Mr. Cook. You better come down to the station house. Your son is dead.
Dead? How?
He died of an overdose.
Oh, my God.
Things get a little easier once you understand. Things get a little easier once you understand. Things get a little easier once you understand.
Are really great. So grab your boards and don't be late. Come on along. This is Teenage Tragedies on BFF.fm. This is Friday nights. This is 11 to midnight. This is now. This is happening.
Here.
Now. Right here.
Universe.
Right now, planet Earth. Welcome. DJ Gray.
Sure.
DJ Beatrix Gravesguard. Have you ever considered having personal cards made? And what would they say?
I have not considered
that. Oh, okay. Not a calling card person.
No. Maybe a dance card.
A dance card?
Yeah.
Graves Guards
dance cards.
Graves Guards.
Here you go. Please check off your name. Text me when you want to dance. Well, this is Teenage Tragedies, and we're kind of returning to the roots on this show. Death Discs. The first one I don't think I've ever played before, Once You Understand by Think. It's technically from 1971, but it fits into the genre very well. It was banned in several countries. It reached number 23 on the U.S. Billboard list.
Why was it banned?
Well, because of the drug use and the implication that the teen commits suicide because his parents nag him, basically, about cleaning his room and not understanding
it's
life.
A good cautionary tale.
Yeah, totally. Oh, God. It's really a messed up song. And then we had Hot Rod High, just to kind of go 180 degrees in the other direction with by the Surf Bunnies. Summer's gone. Summer's here. We're going to have some fun. We all go to Surf City High. Hot Rod High. And then Put Two Extra Candles on My Cake by Piccolo Pupa, who was an Italian chanteuse. I really like that name because it reminds me of, like, pupate or like a larval stage. But yeah, no, especially because it relates to the song. She's 14. She wants to fool someone into thinking that she's 16. She has this elaborate ruse that she doesn't think is going to work to put two extra candles on the cake so that when the suitor 23-year-old suitor shows up.
23? You know, I have to say, when I was... I hope my mom's not listening. But when I was 14, I totally made out with this 21-year-old. Actually, it was the first guy I ever, like, made out with, and he was 21. And in hindsight, that's really gross. But at the time, it was really hot.
I think I did, too. It was, like, at a New Year's party, and he was... Anyways.
Jimmy with his skateboard, hung out at All Skate on 25th Avenue in San Mateo.
He was 21-year-old and he had a skateboard still? Wow. And he's making out with 14-year-olds. This is a winner.
Surreal. And the sad part was, I hope my ex-boyfriend isn't listening, but I cheated on my first boyfriend with him. Oh. Poor little Brian.
Jesus Christ.
I was an after-school special story.
Wow. Hey, Dad, I just got a guitar and joined a group. Son, until you learn there's more to life than groups.
It was behind the Sears Mall parking lot. Amanda knows what I'm talking about. It doesn't exist anymore.
Wait, the Sears right by where you used to work?
It was in San Mateo.
Oh,
yeah.
I was going to say, that would have some strong memories.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy. Cool. I wonder what's up with Jimmy now.
Jimmy Mac.
How old would he be now? I'm 34.
He's in his 40s.
He's probably that Matthew McConaughey character. It's just like, you know what the great thing about high school girls is?
Totally. He's still hanging out at the mall, being creepy with a skateboard.
I get older, they still the same age.
Yeah,
I know. 14. Okay, well, that song goes out to Beatrix Gravesguard. But we're going to play another Death Disc, Condition Red by The Goodies. This is Teenage Tragedies on BFF.FM.
Condition Red, don't you come over tonight, 'cause mommy and daddy don't approve of you and me getting too tight.
Why doesn't he get a haircut? Why doesn't he shave? You know, he used to be such a nice looking fella before he grew that awful beard.
That's what my mama and daddy keep saying to me. And every time they down you, boy, I try to make them see that though your hair is long and your mind stays in the sky, for me, you're the right guy. Condition Red.
Take me with you. Don't go away mad. Darling, please come back. Don't you see that I just don't care what they say? Take me with you. Honey,
here's my love.
still love you, baby.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sorry I put you down.
Like a clown.
I'm begging you with all my heart.
All her heart.
Please listen to my sound.
Yeah.
Give me one more chance.
Give me one more chance.
To prove my love is true.
To prove my love is
just
true.
Just one more chance. I'll tell you what I'll do.
I'll tell you what I'll do.
I swear on all the stars above, I'll give you all my love. If you please, 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 please give me one more chance.
Give me one more chance.
Let's try once more.
Let's try once more.
Come on, let's try it again.
Let's try it
Don't
again.
Close those doors.
Oh yeah.
My little girl, my little girl. since you've been gone. I waited till I got tired.
Okay, this is Teenage Tragedies on BFF.FM. This is Nick Noir, and it is Friday. It is 11 to midnight. It is almost 11:30. In fact, the show is almost half over for those of you who are keeping track. Have you ever had to prevent yourself from loving someone? Beatrix Graveskard.
Oh, that's a heavy question. What do you mean, prevent myself?
Just you knew that, you know, you had to keep from loving a boy like that.
A boy like what?
Like that.
I think my problem is that I've always loved the boys like that.
You love the bad boys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So no, I've not prevented myself.
What do you like about the bad boys?
I don't know that I like the bad boys anymore, but I think for a long time it was just because they were a little bit hard to figure out. It's a good puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, whatever.
We have a former bad boy in the room. Stavros, you want to maybe
what?
Illuminate a little bit what it's like to be a bad boy?
What it's like to be a bad boy?
Yeah.
I've never been one.
No, he totally has.
It's really empowering.
It's empowering.
No, it's really thrilling just
because so many girls want to bone you.
Well, yeah, I mean that's part of it. You know, there's the boning on the one hand, but then you're also supposed to like not care about it, right?
Right.
It's part of being bad.
The not caring about boning. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's incidental.
Incidental boning.
Incidentally, you're boning. Yeah.
But what are you doing in the meantime?
Looking in the mirror and, you know,
combing your hair,
flexing, yeah,
and
kissing your muscles,
plotting, and just, you know, thinking
being
of mean
evil
things you can say to people.
Plotting, thinking of evil things you can say to people.
Thinking about people's insecurities and
how you can exploit the insecurities.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, right. Stuff like that.
I got
skateboarding.
You. Skateboarding.
Practicing
oh,
guitar.
Oh, Jimmy.
Okay, before we move on, are there other famous parking lots or garages beyond the Sears dumpster
that I've made out in?
Well, that you remember from your youth.
Well, I did work at a mall for all 4 years of high school, so yeah, I was pretty intimate with the Hillsdale Mall parking lot.
Yeah. Intimate in what way?
You know, just car makeout sessions.
Car makeout sesh.
Yeah.
Okay. Stavros used to hang out in a parking lot. And They all branded each other and put stickers on each other's cars, and they were called the Flamers.
It's true.
Did you like brand your flesh?
No.
Oh.
Well, no, a lot of them did.
That would be pretty awesome.
What?
Yeah, dude, they took the copper pipe. Well, anyway, this is what I
heard. Damn, Kansas City. It's a little rough.
This is dark days.
But
there's nothing else to
flamers,
do.
Stavros would be like getting a soda, and the waitress would be like, y'all flamers.
Whoa.
It's true.
Yeah.
We had we created a sort of mural in this parking garage, and so they knew us.
As the Flamers.
By our name. As the Flamers.
The KC Flamers. Yes.
Wow. We
were thrown out here.
That was a teenage tragedy, yeah. Okay, well, we start off the set with Condition Red by the Goodies. How Can You Keep From Loving a Boy Like That by the Revlons. Although I Say I Love You by Rosie de Parisia. Give Me One More Chance by also by the Revlons. You're My Little Girl by Pat Garrison. I'm Gonna Love That Guy by Linda Lloyd. And Two Winters Long by Irma Thomas on BFF.FM. We're going to keep going with One Way Street by Beverly Williams. Any last thoughts, requests, ideas, hopes, dreams to share?
More songs about bad boys.
Okay. We'll see what we can do. This is Teenage Tragedies on BFF.FM.
Hard to do, so I tell myself. fateful night, the car was stalled upon the railroad track. I pulled you out and we were safe, but you went running back. Teen angel, can you hear me? Teen angel, can you see me? Are you somewhere up above? And am I still your own true love? What was it you were looking for that took your life that night? They said they found my high school ring clutched in your fingers tight. Teen angel, can you hear me? Teen angel, can you see me? Are you somewhere? Just sweet 16, and now you're gone. They've taken you away. I'll never kiss your lips again. They buried you today. Teen angel, can you hear me? Teen angel, can you see me? Are you somewhere up above? And am I still your own true love? Teen angel,
my buddy were walking in the jungle. All of a sudden we heard a great rumble. Said rock, said rock, said rock, 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 rock in the coconut top. Little Betty Mark control a big baboon. You wanna see a show? Just give me some room. Let's rock. Let's rock. Said rock, 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 rock in the coconut top. Them Marcus rock. Them Marcus rock. Them Marcus rock. Them Marcus rock. It was rock, 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 rockin' in the coconut top. Big giraffe, let's rock. Let's rock. Said rock, 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 rock in the coconut top. Them Marcus rock. Them Marcus rock. Them Marcus rock. Them Marcus rock. You wanna rock, 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 rock in the coconut top. Big giraffe, you wanna rock and roll? Don't be no square. Let's rock. Let's rock. Said rock, 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 rock in the coconut top. Them marvelous rock. Them marvelous rock. Them marvelous rock. Them marvelous rock. It was rock, 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 rockin' in the coconut top. I'm
It could never be that way in my lonely world. No lady fire would ever care if I should feel blue. Fairy tales don't ever come true. Tell the fairy make a wish, all your dreams fulfill. Like the story books all say,
in your smile. Well, do you smile to tempt the lover, Mona Lisa? Or is this a way to hide a broken heart? Are you warm? Are you real, Mona Lisa? Just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art. Just a cold and lonely, lovely work of art.
Today is my wedding day. I've waited, oh, so long. We'll all kneel down to pray, and then they'll play our song. The flowers will smell so sweet. The preacher's voice will ring. Our friends will fill every seat. My folks won't say a thing. Oh, I'm going to the chapel met and how my heart was stirred. You danced with no one else and yet you hardly said a word. But later on that very night you kissed me hard and fast. I knew then you were Mr. Right. Suddenly lightning flashed and struck a tree above, and with a dreadful